So if we're going to know how to pray, there are some things we need to understand. First of all, we need to understand who we are praying to. I'm coming into his presence. I'm praying to the Almighty God. David says, I lift up my eyes to the hill. And then he said, now, where does my help come from, everybody? He said, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, I'm going to the one who made heaven and earth. Now, he surely can take care of what's going on with me.
This is Jerry G. Martin. Welcome to The Light of the World. Join me as we go into this series to encourage the people of God to call on God to help us in our time of need. Come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word.
When it comes to prayer, we are challenged to understand how the various elements of prayer works together to get the results we desire when we pray. I'm going to assume that when you are praying and you have a request of God, that you are expecting some results. But we do not understand everything there is about faith, but we know that without it, it's impossible to please God. And it's unlikely that we're going to get our prayer answered without faith. Secondly, we're told in the scriptures that we should ask for what we want and be specific, although God already knows what we need before we ask. So why does he ask us to ask if he already knows what we need? We don't understand all there is to know, but we know that we ought to pray. But of all the mysteries of prayer, our need to persevere in prayer is one of the most challenging. What I mean by that, when we pray and we do not receive what we've been praying for immediately, or the next week, or the next month, or the next year, will we continue to pray? Do we persevere in prayer? So if we have a God who's so loving and so willing to bless us, why do we have to ask time after time and sometimes year after year before the answer comes? Why do we have to do that? Why do we got to keep praying? Why don't we just ask God and then we just get that right away? In my mind, this is one of the greatest difficulties in the exercise of praying, the prayer of faith, and that's persevering. After persevering in prayer and realizing that our prayer remains unanswered, what do you do after you prayed and prayed and prayed and you don't have the answer to your prayer? Our minds will begin to question our faith. My mind will begin to question my faith. I mean, you're probably a great person of faith. You don't even question your faith. You just says, you know, I'm just going to keep on praying. I don't care if it's for 20 years. I know God's going to do it. Often, however, we stop praying because God may have his secret reason for withholding his answer to our request. Maybe God just don't want to give it to us, so we're just going to stop praying. But I want to look at a story that Jesus told in the book of Luke, chapter 18, that will help us when we are persevering in prayer. In Luke 18, chapter 1, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. The King James says, and not faint. He said, he told them this parable to show them that they should always continue to pray no matter what and don't give up. So what was the parable? He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God or cared about men. That was a judge, didn't fear God, didn't care about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God nor care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen one who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find this kind of faith? Remember that Jesus said the purpose for this story was to show his disciples that they should always pray and not give up. They should continue praying. They should be steadfast in their prayer. They should persevere in their prayer. And that continuous prayer comes from faith that God will come to our rescue. That comes from the faith that if I continue in prayer, God will respond. I want to point something out in verse 2. In verse 2, there is a judge, a man who has authority and the power to resolve this woman's problem. So you have a judge who has the power and authority, so this woman goes to her. And in verse 3, there was a widow. It's not by accident that he uses a widow, because in that culture, the widows were at the bottom level of the society in terms of authority and power and abilities. No husband, and especially if she has no son, here's a poor widow going to a man of authority to try to get something done. Verse 3, see, there was a widow, and I want you to see who kept coming. Somebody say, kept coming. So when things are going on, you need to be one of those who keeps coming. So here was a widow who kept coming. Now just think about it. Here's the judge, and here's this widow, and she comes the first day, and she makes her request. And the judge say, no, I'm not listening to that. You can go away. And the next day, she comes again. And the judge say, weren't you here yesterday? Didn't you hear me say, I'm not going to do that? Go away. And then he looks up the next day, and there she is again. And again, and again. Verse 4, he said, for some time he refused. For some time, for a period of time, over and over and over again, he refused. But he finally means after certain things that were done, finally, he said in verse 5, this widow keeps bothering me. And she could wear me out with her continuous coming. Now, look at the words in here that Jesus has used. In verse 3, she kept coming. He refuses. She bothers and wear him out with her continuous coming. And the point he's trying to make is that there is a reward for those who persevere. He says, will I find that kind of faith? When somebody go to God and they don't get their answer, they keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. You need to do like this widow. You need to persevere. When faith has grabbed a hold of God's word and has yielded itself to the leading of the Holy Spirit to God, to seek the will of God in prayer, that faith will not be discouraged by a delayed answer. When you got that faith and you know that you've heard from God and you know that you're seeking the will of God, that faith would not be discouraged by a delayed answer. First of all, I need to know where God wants me to stand. Am I standing in the place that God wants me to stand? I'm making a request. It's according to Scripture. I'm living right before God. There's no reason that God shouldn't hear me. Lord, I want to hear you. And a lot of times what we need to do is to be sure to ask the Lord to lead us so that we know what to pray for and how to pray for it. And then once we get that, we can stand on that and pray for it. And sometimes the Lord will just speak something in your heart that you need to have faith for. And you know, whenever God speaks something in your heart to have faith for, you're going to have to persevere for it, because there's always going to be more than what you can do on your own. You can't do it on your own, else you don't need him. If he's speaking something into your life to do, You're going to have to depend on God to get it done. When God gives you a vision, God gives you an assignment, A God-given assignment is going to require faith. Look at every person in the scripture that God gave an assignment. It requires faith because it was greater than what they were able to do on their own. Moses, go and deliver these people. Moses said, Lord, I can't do that. God said, I know you can't do that. I'll be there with you. Gideon, deliver your people. Gideon said, Lord, I'm hiding from the enemy right now. What do you mean be a deliverer? God said, yes, you're a mighty man of war and power. Gideon said, you talking to me? So we got to hear from God, and then we stand with God. Let's look at another similar case from Scripture of faith and perseverance. In Romans chapter 4, verse 18, against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed. You know, let me just stay there right quick, against all hope. There are times in our lives when we are facing a situation that is against all hope. It just seemed like it's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen because the facts present themselves. And that's when we lose hope, because the facts present themselves and we're looking at the facts. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Now, those of us who know the story of Abraham, God had come to this man who had no children and said, you're going to be the father of many nations. Now, he didn't come to the man when he was 21 years old and saying, you're going to have a lot of children. Try 75. When you don't have any children by 75, the facts are against you. But he said Abraham believed. Verse 19, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact, now look at 19, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old and Sarah's womb was also dead, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. Now, if you want to get something from God, you got to take a hold of this. He did not waver through unbelief, even though he had to face the fact. He did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God before he saw what was promised. You see, when you can give glory to God while you are waiting, you can give glory to God while you are praying, and you can worship God before you see it happen, God know that you're not wavering in your faith. When you start wavering in your faith, you stop giving glory. You say, well, all right, that ain't gonna work. But when you're giving glory, God, that says something to God. When you're genuinely worshiping and praising and thanking God for what he's promised, even though you can't see it, that moves God's heart. Look at what he says, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded. He wasn't just thinking about it. That's walking in faith. I'm fully persuaded that God has the power. Somebody say he got the power. He's got the power to do what he promised. See, when you're talking to God, that's what we said Sunday. You're talking to a God who has the power. That's who our Father is. He's got the power, and he's everywhere. He knows everything. See, he not only has the power, but he's omniscient, which means he knows everything. So he knows how you got there. He knows what it's going to take to resolve it. He knows what to do. He knows how to do it, and he has the power to do it, and he's everywhere all at the same time, so he can move for you and you at the same time. He was fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded when you're going through? I'm fully persuaded that God is able. Listen, against all hope, he hoped. Sometimes people have a sickness and the doctor has said something, or you've just been dealing with it and you want to pray and you believe, you got in the prayer line and you got prayed for and nothing's happened, so you just say, well, I guess this is the way it's going to be. No, but when God speaks into you, say, I am the Lord your healer, you better hold on to that. And against all hope, no matter what you see on the x-ray or what the tests show, say, God is able, because he has the power to do what he said. All you got to do is hear from God. I am the Lord your healer. He did not weaken in the faith while looking at the facts. The facts will weaken your faith because facts fight faith. Let me say it again. Facts fight faith. Faith is not dependent upon the facts. Faith is dependent upon God. Abraham was old and things were not working. And Sarah was old and things were dead there too. Not only one, but two of them not working. Somebody say, but God. Something's not working, you call on the Lord. What's not working in your life? What's not working in your family? What's not working in your finances? What's not working in your health? What's not working in your future in terms of what you're planning for your life and how you're trying to orchestrate your life? What's not working? You've been trying all that you can to put it together, to make it work, to try to do all you can to make it work, but it's still not working. What's not working? The facts may be that they're not promoting anybody on the job, but God said he's going to elevate you. All you got to do is just begin to worship God and praise God, because it don't matter what they said. It matters what God said. If Abraham was about 100 years old, this is about 25 years until after he heard that word from God. And he has to think about that and see the time continue to get away from him. What is he thinking? You know, I was 75. Now I'm almost 100. Still hadn't happened. But he didn't waver, because God has the power to do whatever he says. That's why Abraham was a man of faith. I was reading once that in this book of Hebrews, I believe it says that Abraham, when he took his son to offer him up to the Lord, figuratively, he might as well, and he did in his heart, he sacrificed his son. He was going to kill that boy, because he said in his mind, he reckoned that God had the power to raise him back up because he was a son of promise. He said, this is the one that God promised. If I'm going to kill him, God must going to raise him back up, because this is the one he said that I'm going to have my offspring through. So I'm ready to put him to death if God wants me to do that. Why? I believe whatever God says, I believe it. Now, the key for us is to be able to hear from God. How do we hear from God? It's our developing our prayer life to where we're not only talking to God, but we're meditating and we're listening and we're in obedience and we're following after God, and we can hear from God. You want to hear from God? Tell the Lord, I need to hear from you about my situation and what I need to do. I need to hear about my situation. I need to hear about this job. I need to hear about this relationship. I need to hear about this investment. I need to hear about this major purchase I'm getting ready to buy. In all of your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your path. If you got a major purchase you want to buy, ask the Lord to help you. Even if you want to buy a car, Lord, I need your direction. I need you to help me to buy a car. If he told you to buy a car, and you said, now, which one of these? Now, Lord, I need to buy which one of these? They're all the same model, but which one? This one or that one? He knows. He did not waver. James says a double-minded man won't receive anything from the Lord. That's a hindrance to prayer. He's unstable in all of his ways. A double-minded person will not receive anything from the Lord. So that means I'm asking today, well, maybe he's not going to do it. And I'm asking tomorrow, well, I don't know. God says, no, listen. Part of perseverance is to help us to grow. For the woman, it was trying to get justice, but she kept coming back. But I want to understand that God never delays one moment longer than necessary. What the old saints used to say, he might not come when you want him, but he sure come at the last minute. Well, you know what? You don't need him till you need him. You just thought you needed him before then, but you say he was just in time, don't you? God's not coming early. He's coming, and our waiting will build our faith and our trust in you. It's like a farmer who plants a crop. No matter how much he wants that crop tomorrow, he wants it to come up and produce overnight. It's not going to do that. He knows there's got to be a proper amount of sunshine, a proper amount of rain, and he have to have patience, unless he want to pick something that's not going to produce. Man in his spiritual nature is under the law of the gradual growth. Little by little, God is developing us to fulfill our destiny. And the testing of our faith and patience is a part of our spiritual growth process. Some of you were here when we first stood out on this property and began to pray for it and ask the Lord to help us to purchase this property. It would have been nice if he'd have did it right away, but he didn't. We wanted to buy this property right away. We didn't want to borrow any money. We wanted to pay cash for it. But we didn't have the amount of money they were asking for. We just were praying and praying and praying. I think it was about 2.5 or 3 years before this property came into our hands. By the time it did, we had the money to pay for it. Amen. Nobody was under a strain. And we saw God work the miracle. And we can always point back to what God did. After it's over, it don't seem like the wait was that long. Hallelujah. After it's over, you forgot about how long you had to wait. You're doing so much shouting. You're doing so much thanking God. While we ran and jumped and shouted and kicked up dust all over this place, we forgot how long we had to wait. Amen. We just thanked the Lord for his faithfulness and for his goodness and for his ability. And we knew it was God. It wasn't nothing we did. It was God. As we wait and we see the hand of God move in our lives, we'll have a testimony with which we can share what God has done with others. And as we grow spiritually, we can actually believe that we have received what we are praying for. And if we really believe that we have received, we can allow God to take his time. People used to ask me sometimes what was taking us so long to build our building. And I would say, you know, I'm in no bigger hurry than God is to provide. Sometimes you have to say that, and that ought to be something you live by. I'm in no bigger hurry than God is to provide. If God's not providing, I'm not in no bigger hurry. It's his work. In our persistence and determination, we can continue in prayer and thanksgiving. We can do that until the blessing comes. Continue in prayer and thanksgiving. If you believe that God's going to give it to you, if you believe that God's going to do it, he has the power to do it, just begin to rejoice and thank God and keep on praying. And some people say, I prayed one time, and why do I have to pray again? Well, keep on praying. God want to know how serious you are, too. Just think about what the kind of request God would get if we could just ask one time and we get it. People be asking for all kinds of stuff. God, I need a Mercedes. Boom, there it is. Oh, and a Rolls Royce. And there it is. And a Ferrari. You don't have to pray for a car. The dealers are praying for you to get a car. Ford Motor Company is praying for you to get a car. General Motors is praying for you to get a car. Just walk on the lot, you'll get a car. You might have to pray to pay. When God sends his blessings, he wants the blessings to be rich. He wants the blessings to be full. He wants the blessings to be complete when God sends his blessing. So remember, when you're crying to God day and night, he hears you. And he says, I'll see to it that you'll get justice quickly. And I will not be too late to handle your situation. That's what Jesus said in the parable of the woman going to the unjust judge. He says, won't God avenge you quickly? It might not be quick to you, but it's going to be quick.
If there ever was a time for the people of God to call on God, it is now. There are so many things going on around us, in our homes, in our community, and in our country. God placed his people here to make a difference. In fact, the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then from heaven I'll hear you, and then I will heal your land. Our land needs healing. Where are you right now? Would you join with people of God all over the country in this time of fasting or prayer so that God can move on our behalf? When we call on God, God can move for us. Pray for the leadership in our country. Pray for the leadership in our churches. Pray for the leadership in our communities. God wants to use you as an integral part of what he wants to do in the world right now. I also want to take a moment to invite you to join us as we are still having our service online every Sunday. Join us at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. If you have a prayer request and you want us to stand in faith believing with you, call us on our prayer line number, 281-964-1393. Again, that's 281-964-1393. Also, the Beacon Bookstore is open on our campus. If you want materials about prayer, books on prayer and fasting, we have those in our bookstore. Call us at 281-441-2885 if you need Bibles, study material, offering supplies, or communion supplies. Call the Beacon, 281-441-2885. Now, for the Light of the World, this is Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.